And so much pomp and ceremony throughout the UK. But let's go to the United States of America, who are pretty interested in this bub too. I'm not exactly sure if Meghan has given up her US citizenship. She didn't have to do that to become a UK citizen. So the baby could be granted US citizenship. This is all the detail that will be worked out. Are people in America excited about American links to a royal baby? Christine Ross is a royal expert based in the US and the editor of Meghan's Mirror. Christine, good morning. What's the feeling like in the United States of America today?
You know, there's a huge amount of excitement in the U.S. I think because Meghan is an American, we feel a little bit of, you know, ownership over this baby where we can be as excited about it as the British can because, you know, it is half American. There's a lot of buzz and a lot of excitement. You know, bakeries in the U.S. are selling royal baby cupcakes today and, you know, there's a lot of sort of fun things going on to celebrate.
How much awareness of the royal family was there in the States prior to Meghan and Harry falling in love?
You know, people really loved Kate, even in America. You know, Kate was hugely popular, and obviously longtime royal watchers were huge fans of Diana. You know, the United States has a long love affair with the British royal family. I think because, you know, we don't have anything like that in our own country where it's that sort of really consistent royal family presence. You know, our first ladies kind of cycle through every 8 years. Americans just love a good royal story. You know, that fairy tale is so appealing to us. So even before Meghan came onto the scene with Prince Harry, we were huge fans of royals in general. And then, you know, even Meghan, her show Suits was quite popular in the U.S. before, you know, she came onto the scene with Harry. So we even had heard her name before, you know, all of this started.
Yeah,
well, so this really is kind of a long-term relationship.
Suits, the TV series, was popular here as well. I think lots of people would have known Meghan Markle from that as an actress. And I see that her former co-stars have tweeted. Patrick Adams says, "Just heard the world got heavier by 7 pounds and 3 ounces. Much love to him and his incredible parents. I learned firsthand 7 months ago how transformational becoming a parent is and couldn't be happier for Meghan and Harry." Sarah Rafferty, also from Suits, says, "Hearts are leaping for a beautiful, wondrous and healthy baby boy, sending much love and wishes for every blessing across the pond and every day." Are there fans of Meghan Markle's TV career who are disappointed that she's had to just sort of sever ties to that to pursue her royal destiny?
You know, I think there are a small subset of people that would have liked her to continue her acting career, especially if that's what she wanted to do. But, you know, she said in the interview that she's ready to close that chapter and open a new one. She's done such a tremendous job, you know, using her platform for powerful charitable causes. And that's what she did before as an actress, too. She used her platform as an actress to, you know, showcase these charitable causes. So I think that it's just given her a bigger platform to do what she ultimately wants to do. I'm sure there's some people who wish she was still acting so we could still see her on a more regular basis, but I think her new role really suits her.
She's paved the way in terms of doing things differently on everything from childbirth to media access, and certainly in speaking out on causes that are dear to her heart. She made a real impression here in southeast Queensland when she selected clothes from a company that sources ethical jeans and provides jobs for women in third world countries. Christine, you're the editor of Meghan's Mirror. What is that?
Meghan's Mirror is really, it's an online database of everything Meghan has worn in the last few years. We really, you know, take a lot of time to curate and update those archives. So if Meghan has worn something, you can go and you can find it. You can find where to buy it. And you can even find where to buy mirror Megs, which are lookalike styles. And then in addition to that, we kind of operate as a blog where we share curated lifestyle and style-focused content on her favorite brands, you know, spotlighting those, interviewing designers that she really loves, you know, taking deep dives into, you know, different aspects of her style.
Do you do that because you're a fan of hers, or is this how you make a living?
It is a full-time commitment between this and our other projects. Meghan's Mirror is owned and operated by Effervescence Media Group. So it is really a full-time job. you know, across the board, we have a number of contributors that help to make the site successful. But we really do it because, you know, we want to spotlight strong women and strong female role models. God knows our young girls really need, you know, a strong female role model to look up to. And I think Megan's doing a great job of being that person.
Are you scrambling trying to think of what the next domain name will be for the baby Sussex once the name emerges?
I'm so interested to see what it will be. We were talking about, slogans that we can come up with, because for Megan, we say Mirror Meg, which is like a lookalike for what Megan has worn. So we're saying, okay, what will it be for the baby? You know, a lookalike for what the baby would be. So we've been playing with that today. And it's been kind of a hugely exciting, wild day.
Want to make a prediction on the name?
I think we're going to see something a bit unusual for the first name. I don't think it's going to be anything that we could possibly guess, but I have heard someone suggest that they use Ragland as a middle name. Now, Ragland is Megan's mother's last name, and I think that would be a phenomenal tribute to, you know, Doria, who's been such a strong woman for Megan's whole life, but these past several years.
Well, one observer in the UK suggested if it had been a girl, Allegra might have been in the mix, which, I mean, I don't know the kind of royal heritage of that particular name, but it sounds a little out of the ordinary to me. I know that some punters were suggesting Diana as well prior to knowing that the baby's a boy, but now it seems like George and Arthur and Charles are all in the mix as well. Fascinating to take a look into your world and into Megan's mirror this morning. Christine, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Christine Ross, live from the United States of America, where bakeries are celebrating with themed royal cupcakes.